You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Today, we're going to introduce you to an experimental ensemble called the Boulder Laptop Orchestra. It's made up of students at CU Boulder, and their music actually starts with traditional instruments whose sounds are then fed into laptops. Instruments like the French horn, double bass, and bassoon. Plus violin, guitar, piano, and flute. Today, in a small rehearsal room, the musicians practice for an upcoming performance. For the piece they're working on, each musician plays a few notes. Those notes are fed directly into a computer that sits in front of them. Software loops the sound, and then the musicians play melodies over the loop recordings. Corey Gear is a member of the Boulder Laptop Orchestra. He's a classically trained double bass player.
Coming to places like this is nice because I don't actually have to play notes. I can make all the hideous and gross sounds that my instrument can play, and then I can put them through a computer and make them cool again.
Gear says, as in any ensemble, the group's collective sound is most important.
Yeah, I think the goal would be the ensemble, but it requires that like each person goes and does things with their instrument and with their music that they really wouldn't have thought of doing before.
Well, John Gunther is a music professor at CU and a leader of the Boulder Laptop Orchestra. I asked him about the group's overall objective.
I think the overall objective is to explore this incredible range of technology that's available to musicians and non-musicians alike and find out how we can relate to them and also incorporate them into what we already do as musicians. The Laptop Orchestra isn't an ensemble where we're replacing instruments. We're really integrating the technology into what we already do as performers.
Do you think that in some ways music fans are feeling burned by technology? Like, I think of auto-tune, right? And this ability to make things that don't sound good sound okay.
right.
And I don't know. I suppose that there's a fine line there.
Yeah, there is a fine line. And I think it's, or maybe a double-edged sword, because I think absolutely technology can maybe mask or clean up what otherwise would be not a performance you'd want to hear. But on the other hand, then I think I hear things that are a product of technology that are really interesting and beautiful and provoking and cool sounding. So I think that's the other side of it. You know, there are these amazing tools, and I think of them as tools for us to be able to use.
Well, let's talk about those tools, certainly laptops, but let's get more specific. What other tools are at your disposal?
Well, the laptops are at the heart of the Laptop Orchestra. And then also we're using a set of speakers that were developed at Princeton University. And these are called hemispherical speakers. And they're designed to emanate sound much like an acoustic instrument would. So if you imagine a cello being played, that sound from that cello is radiating from all around the instrument, from the front, from the back. So these speakers are designed to produce sound in a similar way. So we have 8 of these speakers, and you spread them out throughout the stage, and now you have 8 points of sound creating a sound like an acoustic instrument. The laptops are running a different set of software that either will produce sound itself or will process the sounds of the instruments being played. So, for example, we have a bassoonist in our group, and he'll put a microphone actually in his bassoon, and then we can add echo, we can add all kinds of delay, we can make his bassoon sound more like a distorted guitar.
I'd like you to highlight a piece of music for us from a previous performance, one you have a recording of, so that we can experience it with you.
Sure. Well, we did a concert last December, and one of the things I'm exploring is how to use some of these really interesting apps that are out there that you can download for free or for a dollar and just make some really fun and interesting sounds. And one that I came across, if I remember the name now, I think it's called ToneCAD.
Okay.
And what it is a matrix of dots, and you start tapping on the screen on the dots, and all of a sudden you just get some very nice music coming out. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to use this in some way with the live performers? So I wrote a little piece using this app on my iPad. And so you'll hear this kind of electronic sound of beeps and tones that has a nice sound and melody to it. And then over that, some saxophones start to play and improvise along with the tone pad.
Of music from the Boulder Laptop Orchestra, making use of an app. There's an app for that. An app called ToneCAD. How did you get the idea to start this laptop orchestra?
Well, the idea came when I attended an electronic music festival in New York about 6 or 7 years ago, and I had been on the sidelines. I'm a saxophonist by trade, but I've always been interested in this work. And I attended this festival and was just blown away by the interesting and engaging work that I was seeing done there. And about that time, CU was offering something called the Innovative Seed Grant, which is designed for faculty to pursue new areas of research. And I applied for that grant and was able to get some funding towards starting up this laptop orchestra and putting some of these things in place.
So the group's next concert is March 2nd. What are you gonna play?
Well, we have an interesting collection of pieces. We're going to play a very old Gregorian chant.
I love that. How?
We have the music and we have a lovely ensemble of a bassoon, French horn, violin, guitar, woodwinds, and so we're going to play the melody of the chant and then do some improvising and bring it into the present. But you know, those are really beautiful melodies, so we try to pay homage to the original. We're also going to do a piece by Ornette Coleman. There's a John Cage piece that we're going to do that I believe he wrote in the late 40s, early 50s, and it's one of the earliest pieces that integrate electronics with acoustic instruments. So we try every concert to do a piece from the history of electronic music.
What do you hope the audience gets out of performances like these?
Well, I hope they enjoy the performance. I always want to engage my audience, and I want to leave them with something that they can grab a hold of and have fun with or get something out of. I think it's good to challenge your audience, too, and have a few pieces in there that make them go, huh, or whoa. So there's a few in there, too. And I have to mention another component is we're part of an initiative here to see how we can enhance the teaching of science, technology, and math, which is known as STEM,
right,
through music and the arts. So we're working with a couple researchers here on the CU campus, one in astrophysics and one in computer science. And they're going to be bringing their research, and we're going to be integrating that into the show as well.
There's room for astrophysics.
Oh, absolutely.
In a music concert. How cool. Thank you so much, John, for talking with us and sharing some of the sounds with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate your interest in Blork.
Blork is the Boulder Laptop Orchestra, and John Gunther is one of its leaders. He's also an associate professor of music at CU Boulder. The orchestra's next performance, which is free, by the way, is March 2nd on the CU Boulder campus. And there's more information at cpr.org. This interview is produced by Zachary Barr. Our conversation about Colorado Care was produced by Eric Whitney. And I'm Ryan Warner. This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.